This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The 12th International Day of Yoga, IDY 2026, is being celebrated today with the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging. The main event is being held at the historic Red Road in Kolkata in West Bengal, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi is leading the nation in the practice of the common yoga protocol. We have a report.
The Ministry of Culture is organizing a special yoga celebrations across 100 iconic locations in the country, connecting India's rich cultural heritage, historical landmarks and yoga traditions. As part of this initiative, major celebrations will be held at 12 prominent locations, including Red Fort in New Delhi, Haridwar in Uttarakhand, Konark in Odisha, Hampi in Karnataka, Mahabalipuram in Tamil Nadu, Mumbai in Maharashtra, Nalanda in Bihar, Ahmedabad in Gujarat, Sarnath in Uttar Pradesh, Leh in Ladakh, Hyderabad in Telangana and Silchar in Assam. In coordination with the Indian Council for Cultural Relations, more than 210 Indian missions abroad will organize yoga events at nearly 2,500 locations across the world. In Delhi, yoga celebrations are being organized at prominent public locations including Lawn of Shantipath, Kartavya Path, New Moti Bagh, CP Central Park, Talkatora Garden and Yamuna Sports Complex. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will be the chief guest at the state-level International Yoga Day program in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh today. The event will begin at 7:30 a.m. at Garrison Ground in Sadar. After the Yoga Day event, the president will reach Rani Durgavati University, where she will attend the university's 36th convocation ceremony as the chief guest. Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment will organize a special Yoga Day celebration at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. As part of the nationwide celebrations of the 12th International Day of Yoga, IDY 2026, the event is expected to bring together nearly 1,500 senior citizens. The celebration is being organized in alignment with the national theme of the day, Yoga for Healthy Aging. Meanwhile, in view of the celebrations of International Day of Yoga in the national capital, Delhi Metro services has commenced at 4 a.m. today from its originating stations. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation said that the train services will be available at an interval of 30 minutes till 6 a.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will commission three indigenously built Indian Navy platforms, INS Dunagiri, INS Sanshodhak and INS Agra in Kolkata today. Designed by the Navy's Warship Design Bureau and built by Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, the vessels are intended to strengthen combat operations, hydrographic surveying and anti-submarine warfare. INS Dunagiri, a Project 17A stealth frigate, is armed with BrahMos missiles and medium-range air defense systems. INS Sanshodhak is a survey vessel designed for coastal and deep-water hydrographic operations, while INS Agra is an anti-submarine warfare craft equipped with torpedoes, rocket launchers and sonar systems for coastal defense. National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET UG 2026 re-examination will be conducted today. The re-examination will be held across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad for over 22.79 lakh candidates. The examination is being conducted in English and 12 Indian languages. Ahead of the examination, National Testing Agency, NTA, conducted nationwide mock drill yesterday to verify all system jammers, CCTV, frisking staff and biometrics. The NTA said that it is fully prepared for the smooth, fair and transparent conduct of the examination. Over 2 lakh personnel, including observers, coordinators, police forces and administrators, have been deployed for the secure, transparent and smooth conduct of the examination. A multi-layered security framework has been put in place to ensure a fair and transparent examination. In FIFA World Cup, the Netherlands secured a commanding 5-1 victory over Sweden in Group F match at NRG Stadium in Houston, United States last night. Early yesterday, Brazil recorded their first win of the FIFA World Cup with a comfortable 3-0 victory over Haiti at the Philadelphia Stadium. Matheus Cunha starred for the 5-time world champion, scoring twice in the first half, while Vinicius Jr. added a third goal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.